Well, we've got a right old to-do on our hands this week. George W. has accidentally infected himself with nanobot clones of Osama bin Laden. They're hell-bent on turning him Muslim, but Tony Blair and chums are speeding to the rescue. Get ready for some science, which makes the Pantene Pro V advert sound credible.
Let's get this straight, Condi. You want to miniaturize all of us, including George, and put us into a mini sub, which will be inserted into George's body so that we can hunt down the nanobots?
Yep.
But how can George be miniaturized and stay big at the same time?
The special process allows a normal-sized version of ourselves to continue functioning, but with only half our usual brain capacity.
So George is going to have to function on half his brain capacity. Now that I've got to see.
So we'll be inside George, but outside him at the same time?
Yes, and before you ask, no, we haven't been dropping acid.
Fuck me, it's enough to make your brain ache.
You're lucky. I'm the one who's infected. We gotta stop these nanobots, or they could turn my brain into grey sludge.
Could turn into grey sludge.
Hey, you weren't thinking of going without me, were you?
Arnie, you're in no fit state. Your ass injury will just slow us up.
Badass or no badass, I can still move faster than Fatty.
Harsh, but fair.
Okay, okay. Everyone get under the goddamn miniaturization beam. Fire her up!
It's funny, but given a choice of weekend fighting nanobots in George's spleen or a weekend with Cherie in rubberware, I think this is a safer option.
Booger me ferrets. We're tiny. Again, I want to do it again.
No, George. Come on, let's get into the mini-sub and kick some nanobot ass.
Whack my bush.
Has anything happened to us? I don't feel any different.
Yeah, my brain doesn't feel like it's at half capacity. Maybe it hasn't worked.
Cartoons good. George loves cartoons.
Damn it, there's no change at all.
Hey guys, why is George drooling?
I don't know. He's probably daydreaming about nuking North Korea. I better check this out. Oh shit! George's mind transfer worked too well! The mini George has 7/8 of his brain capacity, leaving only 1/8 for the real George.
1/8 of his usual brain capacity? Jesus, it's a wonder he can even stand up.
George, go wee!
Ugh, that's disgusting. You'll never be able to pass him off as president if you can't even hold his bladder.
We managed it with Reagan for 4 years.
So what do we do now?
Now we wait for our mini-selves to get in contact. Then we'll get George to swallow them with a glass of milk. After that, it's up to them. Us. Oh, you know what I mean.
Not really, no.
But for us out here, it should be business as usual?
Yeah.
Right. Where's the 24-hour buffet?
Next to the lap dancing bar. Come on, Freddy.
Whack my bush.
All systems go.
I'll contact the command center. Mini sub ready.
Okay, deploying you into the milk.
Whoa!
We're in the milk. Repeat, we're in the milk.
Okay, ready to get drunk?
Great. Break out the tequila.
Shut up, Arnold. We're not getting drunk. We're getting drunk.
Huh? Blimey, I'd have trouble understanding all this, even if I wasn't functioning only half my brain capacity.
Milk good. George drink.
Whoa!
We're in the stomach.
Okay, good luck. I just want you to know I really admire you. I'm gonna go and lie down.
Right. Where to now?
The nanobots have been trained to go for the brain, so we're heading for the head.
Yeah, but those mini Osamas are in for a big surprise, because that ain't where I keep my brain at all.
Your brain isn't in your head.
Nope.
Well, that explains a lot.
You see, ever since Richard Nixon and Spiro Agnew, every American president and vice president has had to have his brain surgically removed before taking office. It's to protect the country.
Of course! Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronnie Reagan, George Bush Sr., none of them seem to have brains at all.
Exactly. All of them had their brains removed, then put back in after their terms of office finished. Except for Dan Quayle. We lost his brain, so we replaced it with strawberry jello.
So, George's brain is safe and sound in a jar somewhere.
No. In fact, we haven't removed it because we haven't been able to find it yet. We think it's in there somewhere, just not in its head.
Yep, I'm a medical oddity. The Sturgeon General said so.
So George would be another Lincoln with the thoughts he could be thinking if he only had a brain. Will our heroes find it before the nanobot Bin Laden's? Will anyone notice that George isn't quite himself? And does George's brain even exist? Find out in the next brain-teasing episode of...
Wag My Bush.
People of America and other Western countries with obesity problems. Hey, if you like the show, we've got an archive at my personal website, www.wagmybush.com. So if you want to hear more incriminating evidence of my stupidity and why my presidency is the only true weapon of mass destruction, then go to the archive. It's monitored by the CIA, so you know it's trustworthy. Thanks for listening. God bless the untitled stakes. The freaking what?